Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
1-800-Flowers.com is more than your birthday, anniversary, or just because gift-giving destination. We put our hearts into everything we do to help you celebrate all life's special occasions with friends and family. From our farmers and bakers, florists and makers, everything from 1-800-Flowers is made with love every step of the way, because we know that nothing is more important than delivering a smile. To learn more, visit 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST.
Hi, this is Ryan Fraser.
This is Troy Daly.
This is Gus Boyett.
This is Don Hutchison.
This is Jürgen Klopp, and you're listening to The Big Interview with Graham Hunter.
Thank you, Jürgen. I travel to all these interviews from Barcelona, and our socios, our beloved members, keep us on the road. This independent podcast wouldn't happen without them. Please go to patreon.com/Graham Hunter right now to join us, to become a socio, and to get every interview we produce without adverts and before it goes out on the main feed, plus lots of bonus content, including the chance to put questions to our guests and to me via the monthly Q&A. So do please go to patreon.com/Graham Hunter and join the club and get your family and friends to do so. Maybe even strangers in the street. Love you. We're back, and here's Lukey. Lukey, what's on the hooky? It's Lukey de Jong. A terrific guest. By the time he finished this part of the episode, it was very close to training time. By the end, we had two of the press officers, Xavi Alegría and Xavi Guarte, sitting in on the interview. We could hear them as they went down the corridor going, "Didn't you enjoy that? Isn't that different from what you get from the local media?" And this isn't a time for pride, which is allegedly a sin, but it feels good to have a reputation. And I talk about us as a community, because this isn't just me sitting down with the managers or the comedian or the actor or the players. This is me representing you. And very often your questions get posed with our sponsors, Bet365. Your questions get posed to our guests. So I think we, not I, carry a good reputation, and that's pleasant. Maybe the most fascinating part of this is Luc de Jong talking about Xavi's training methods, what the sessions are like, what they contain, and what he thinks their aims are. It's a lot about mental games, team games that don't pertain exactly to football, but which sharpen you mentally, which change your idea about positional play and possessional play. Although Luc de Jong explains that the Dutch school, beyond simply Ajax, holds a lot of teaching about position play, pressing and passing. There are nice sections about Sergio Busquets' match intelligence, how difficult it is to get the ball off him, how he reads other people's press on him, the joy of playing with Frenkie de Jong, who is flourishing finally under Xavi, there's no doubt about that. How he lures opposition players into different spaces, and little sections on the two gems, completely different people, completely different footballers. But Dembélé is unique and a maverick. Pedri is unique because he's literally astonishing. And I think you can hear that that's what Luc de Jong thinks too. This one was a real pleasure to record. Do me a favour, if you've liked it, tell lots of people, tell strangers, tell people at the counter at the supermarket to listen to The Big Interview with Graham Hunter featuring Luc de Jong. Loves you. We've had the benefit just outside now of sitting down listening to an off-the-record briefing from the manager, from Xavi Hernandez. And one of the things he said there, has been evident in your play. He said that when he came in, he said to the players, everybody needs to run like animals. Mm. And is there anybody who doesn't want to be here if they're only going to get sometimes 5 minutes, 2 minutes? And he said, nobody put their hand up. But he keeps using you as an example of brilliant professional attitude. First of all, where does that come from? Does that come from your parents, from school? Is it something that's in your blood?
I think it's in my blood. You know, my parents, they were both international volleyball players. They had to also, work hard, train out every day. And even the talent we have, we still know it's all about work. You know, how do you say, talent is only 10%. All the 90% is hard work. And I've always had to... My brother is like 1.5 year older, and we were the two of us, and I always had to fight against him, you know? So my whole life I was working hard and fighting. So it's just how I am, how I became as a person, I think, yeah.
One of the privileges that we lack in modern journalism is to do, and the people who listen to my series will be bored about me going on about this, but one of the reasons I moved to Spain was you could go and watch, as a journalist, you could go and watch training. Because training is at least as fascinating as matches. And it's the bedrock of how a group unites, plays intelligently, and wins. Training under Xavi is, to me, pretty fascinating. And I'm lucky, a couple of weeks back, he gave us the privilege of watching half an hour. One of the things that I really want to understand is what they call here the Juegos Asociativos, where there are games. It looks like a summer camp. Let's pretend to play basketball, or there's six guys and you've got to put the ball in the dustbin after you've used both shoulders. Or now, it just looks like massive fun and like a summer camp. But what does it do to you? Why are you using these?
I think it's really intelligent they're doing this, because it's all about coming closer together. You know, if you, as players, as persons, having fun together, if you just start with the warm up and then you start doing the tactical things and that's it, you just, it's like, I cannot say this, like another day at work, but it's different, you know. Every day they try to, or every other day they try to do other games and try to keep...
It's making you think and adapt.
Adapt and everything. And to keep your, also I think your brain...
Sharp.
Sharp. And also what I said, bringing us closer together and letting us have some fun as well. Yeah.
But in these games, you truly, whether it's 4v4 or 5v5, and sometimes it's against a stopwatch, you truly compete, right?
Yeah. And you can also tell which players are a little bit clever, you know. They try to go around the rules
bend
the rules. And... Yeah, and who is really some? You can also tell the players who always want to win, even these small little games. You know, that's funny to see. Yeah.
A few years ago, I wrote a book about Football Club Barcelona, and then we made it into a movie with Universal Studios called "Take the Ball, Pass the Ball." And we went out to Qatar to interview Xavi at length because he's been a friend for a long time, and he explained the one thing this club can never do is abandon the Cruyff idea. It became the Rijkaard, the Guardiola idea. It adapts. Now, what did happen was that in previous seasons before he came back, and I don't care to talk about them, so don't worry, the ideas did get abandoned. And one of the things that have been really clear in the last 4 months has been the change back to pressing, possession, and positional play. Did you really get taught that before? Because it's more a concept associated with the Ajax school, but maybe you at Twente or maybe at PSV, you learned it. And if not, how difficult or how has the learning process been for position play here?
First of all, in Holland, I think I've learned quite a lot about these position, possession and pressure. Because pressure, it's because... I think in Holland the level of intelligence is quite high about what you say, the Ajax school, but all the other teams also try to do this. And FC Twente, when we were winning champion, we also did this really well. And in PSV, the years I've played there, we also, and I've grown a lot there in thinking, not only about playing for fun, but also thinking about what to do in different situations and stuff like that. Yeah, what you say, I think here Xavi is really trying to bring this back into the team, that we are really becoming a machine in dominating games with the position of the ball, and if we lose it, press directly and press high and keeping the players in positions and yeah, I can really tell that we are really making big steps in this as a team at the moment.
And as somebody who watched Barca before from a distance, am I, in your case, but am I right in suggesting to you that Xavi's model is a little different too? Because certainly under Pep Guardiola, and I remember under Cruyff and Rexach when they came to be coaches, the ball didn't really get played either vertically or in very much. But Xavi has an open mind, and it's like a blend of the two ideas. It's very much possession. It's very much about use the ball in an intelligent way, divide, play triangles. But for the benefit of forwards like you, the ball does get played in.
But he's always pushing us to make runs behind the defensive line. That we, if somebody like the midfield players or the wingers, that if they make the run, we need to give those balls and these vertical balls. And also, he also says when, for example, I come in, he also tells the other players, like, Luke is this kind of type of player. Give him the crosses, give him the balls. And I think this is really important that and of course it worked out and I scored some goals, so that's also in football important, because some players, if you give a lot of crosses and then we never score a goal, we only lose the ball, the players will also start thinking, they don't anymore. So that's how people work, you know, in their minds. So it's also really good that I could score some goals out of this. But it's also because the mister, yeah, really pushed the players, like give him the crosses, and that's, yeah, it also depends on which type of players are playing.
Who would you call, I mean, one of the questions from our sponsors would be, in pure talent, who is your colleague right now in this squad with the most pure talent?
Oof. I have to watch out what I'm saying. But they are players with different talents, you know, but it's, for me, one of the most intelligent is Busquets. He's like, I've played a couple of games against him in PSV as well, and with Sevilla, and I was always thinking, like, why can't I get the ball from him, you know? It's like, he doesn't make it look fast or anything, but you just can't get the ball out of him. He has like the talent of reading how people press and where they come from. And then, yeah, you have, of course, Frenkie de Jong. He's, for me, one of the most talented players who can... He's really looking for the spaces that are free and trying to lure players out to make space for other players behind. And he knows exactly how to do this. And even if he can maybe dribble past some player, he tries to make space that another opponent has to step out at their space. He knows, if you show him on the images how he has to do it, he does it in the game. You know, he can do it exactly the same. It's unbelievable, such a quality. And then you have Pedri, who is, yeah, I don't know, he's always knowing how to turn away, you know, how to dribble past plays.
Before the rest of this big interview, I'd like to tell you that our entire archive of audio and video content is now on our new YouTube channel. We've begun filming all of our interviews, and there are already loads of clips with guests, including Rio Ferdinand, Connor Cody, Brendan Rodgers and Jamie Carragher, plus full interviews for you to watch and to share. Please do share with friends. Go to YouTube and search Graham Hunter, or click on the link in the show notes to this episode and become a subscriber. I honestly think you'll enjoy it. Thanks.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Don't you find him unusual? Because yeah. I don't think it's... I don't know what kind of joke the big man is playing on us, but you shouldn't have that much information in your circuits at that age.
I know what you mean, but I've noticed directly when I came here and we were playing like these possession games and he was... Every ball he got, he knew where to turn to or where to play to in the middle between three, four players. And this... Yeah, this is just talent, pure talent that he has with it. Yeah.
Again, I want to ask about a guy who fascinates me, who can serve you many goals to come for your Barca career. But Dembélé is maybe, now that Neymar has adapted his play, I don't think there's another footballer that I've seen in this game right now like Dembélé to be able to go left foot, right foot. Yeah. Also, standing start, 60 miles an hour in 1.2 seconds, or give it on the run. Now, I don't want you to say, but he also makes mistakes. Sometimes his brain is not like Busquets or Pedri, but I think he's unique.
But I agree that he makes some mistakes because he always wants to go forward. And he, for me, he's the player who, what you say, dribbling with left to right. It's he knows exactly when a defender wants to step in to get the ball. He knows exactly where... It's like he's reading it before that he knows exactly where to go to pass the play. His dribbling skills are, like, exceptional, really. And that's... As for a striker like me, this is amazing to have on the wingers, because I know 9 out of 10 times he can pass his opponent and give a cross in. So that's... Yeah, dribbling and even shooting-wise, left foot, right foot, he's, exceptional as well.
Again, because I'm so fascinated by Xavi, what's it like being taught by him? From a distance, he's an unbelievable communicator. And in some footballers, they can do it. In some footballers, they can do it and understand it. But to have all three to be able to do it, to understand it and explain it, again, makes him nearly unique. Maybe not unique, but close to it. When you're being shown a video, when you're being talked through things in the training ground, what's the experience like? And am I right about his communication skills?
Yeah, definitely right. Which is exactly what you've said. It's like he's been able to do it, but also think about and communicate perfectly with the videos he's showing us before games, after games, what we have to do better. And even the things we're doing good, we have to improve. And he's just trying to give us all the right information, but not like too much, you know. There's always also some coaches who give too much information. They're like talking half an hour and you see players after 10 minutes not
bored.
Bored, not paying attention anymore because they're not explaining. You have to be really detailed and compact, you know, that people just pick it up and do it the next. And then of course you have the players in Barca who can do it on the pitch as well, because I think it would be more difficult for him as a coach, as a team where the players don't have the intelligence to do it on the pitch.
So having Busquets, for example, who lives and breathes the same concept, that helps Xavi beyond what Busi does with the ball, but he's like a voice on the pitch this way, that way.
Exactly, and then you have like players by the centre midfield with Pedri and Frenkie who also pick this up really easily and And then you've got an amazing combination, I think, and that can grow really big.
Then maybe the last thing we need to do, Luke, is and I don't think you're going to like this question very much.
Then we don't have time.
Because it'll be easy for you to say, well, that's my job.
Yeah.
But I love anybody with the attitude to say, I'm ready. So the last example I'm going to give you is I was working with Spain in the World Cup. Sorry, 2010. Yeah. I'm so sorry. And Dabowski said to me, Cesc is really pissed off with me because he's on the bench and he's never on the bench. Mm. So I got an interview with Cesc Fabregas and I said, blah, how do you cope? He said, my job is to be ready. Mm. And he was ready. He gave the assist in yesterday.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Being ready and turning a 10-minute opportunity or a 1-minute opportunity, how does that happen?
Yeah, that's a really good question.
Thank you.
Nah, it's... Yeah, what you say is not only it's your job, but it's something you're thinking about the whole day. You know, at the moment I'm seeing the starting 11. I'm like, I can be like, shit, I'm not playing again. Yeah. You know, I could be like,
some players are like that.
Yeah. Let it be today. I'll see. I'm thinking about what I'm gonna do tomorrow or stuff like this. Some players are like this, but I'm just like, okay, I'm not playing, but. In football, a lot can happen, you know. People can get sent off, get injured, so you need to change. And especially a player like me, you know, if we're behind or we're at a draw, I need to come in and maybe, yeah, make the winning goal or be important up front. And that's where I live from, you know. It's like, I'm like, at that moment when I see the lineup, okay, I'm not playing, I'm like, okay. Maybe my moment will come, and I just have to be ready. And it sounds so easy, but I can understand that it's not that easy for a lot of players. I think when I was younger, I also had more problems with not being in the starting 11. But at a point in your career, you know, and the place you are at, it's like I know I came here with the idea when Koeman brought me in with the idea. You're like a target man, but how do you say, a pinch hitter?
Pinch hitter is a great expression. I guess it's a baseball one, but it's like...
Holland we say pinch hitter, but I don't know.
When we need somebody, who do we turn to?
Yeah. It's like...
Our solution is
that's why... So I know my position, and of course, every game when I see the starting level, I'm a little bit disappointed because I want to play. I'm an athlete. I want to work. But I know my place in the team and I just need to be ready at these moments, and luckily I could show it sometime.
It's a really good explanation of why we wanted to talk to you on the big interview. This has been a massive amount of time for a club like Barca, for a player like Luke de Jong. One day, when you're maybe doing something else, I'm going to come back and ask for 90 minutes, because you explain football really well, and you're here because we love watching you and watching your brain and your competitive spirit.
Thank you.
You're a talented man. It's been a pleasure speaking to you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Luke de Jong. Thank you. Thank you for listening to The Big Interview. It's produced by me, which sounds egotistical, but it's also true, Graham Hunter, and Back Page. Our music is by Beer Jacket, who else? Editing by Charlie McGarry. Thank you to our hosts at Acast and our loyal sponsors at Bet365. We're also supported by our socios. Find out how to become a socio, how to support us, at patreon.com/Graham Hunter. Here endeth the lesson.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at yoquierodineropodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.